Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my first time out here, so I'm looking forward to
it. First time in Columbus?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, welcome. You're on Tyler Perry's House of Pain, you know, all kinds of movies and stuff like that. So I want to know, who in Hollywood do you want to work with that you haven't worked with yet? The ideal, be all, the end all. This is it.
If I had to pick one right now, I would like to do something with Denzel. Yeah.
Double chocolate. Hello.
I mean, I know that's probably the typical answer, but I would have said Sidney Poitier, but, you know, that's not going to happen. He retired. But
so you've been doing lots of comedies. Are you into other stuff, or is this just kind of what you've picked for now with the comedy?
You know what? I kind of just fell into comedy. I mean, I never really was interested in comedy. I don't think I'm a funny guy. I'm more of the dramatic stuff. So when I got the job with Tyler Perry, it kind of just happened.
Sometimes it's like that. Now,
ladies, I always have to describe what you're wearing. You've got on some
I got on my comfortable clothes.
But
right now,
I like these. They're like kind of harem sweatpants, and you got your cardigan and your t-shirt and your jewelry and all that. I'm feeling, the Gucci watch. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
the relaxed look. So what upcoming projects do you have?
Right now, I'm about to start filming my new show on NBC called Crisis in Chicago. Actually, me playing a Secret Service agent, so I got a little bit of action under my belt. It's an action thriller type political drama.
And this is going to be a new series?
Yeah, for NBC.
Starting this fall it's going to start? Or do you know
Mid-fall.
When it's going to start?
Mid-fall.
And what's it called again?
Crisis.
Excellent. So that means we get to continue to see your chocolate self on TV every week.
Not all of it. Most
Just
of it.
Just a little bit.
I do have to ask you one more thing.
Yeah.
Your open letter to George Zimmerman.
Okay. Yeah.
I read it. At first, I read it and I didn't know it was you. Because I just saw it.
So let me clear this up, because a lot of people think that I wrote it.
Okay.
But it was something that I saw and I reposted. I mean, just like everybody else, I was moved by it. So I kind of play the vehicle to get the exposure.
Gotcha.
So
do you know who the original writer was?
Yeah, Alexander Frazier.
Okay.
Yeah, Alexander C. Frazier on Twitter, if you want to look him up.
And you just ran across it and you were like, man, this is powerful.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was like one of the first people. I mean, I was one of the early people to read it. And I was just moved by it. And I just thought to myself, like, people really need to see this.
Yeah.
So I posted it.
Well, you made it go viral.
Yeah.
You made it go viral. I saw it on CNN, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And it was crazy because I didn't know who wrote it at first. And then I did my research and I spoke to him on Twitter and let him know that, you know, this is powerful. And I explained to him, you know, that the media has been putting out that I wrote it. But I immediately started getting contacted by CNN, Anderson Cooper. And what I would do is I would just forward his name to them.
Okay.
So okay. I mean, it worked out.
But, well, I thank you for sharing it.
Yeah,
because I don't know if any of us would have seen it. If you guys haven't seen it, definitely. Yeah. You could just Google letter to George Zimmerman and
it
comes
still
up.
On my page. It's still on my Instagram page.
There you go.
It's powerful. And, you know, it kind of puts everything into perspective a little bit.
Did you think the verdict was going to be not guilty?
No, I mean, I'm still in shock.
Yeah.
I'm still in shock.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a juror. He's guilty.
Oh, that would have been yours. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there were a lot of rallies over the weekend against to repeal Stand Your Ground. So who knows? Maybe you were a catalyst to get it changed.
Yeah.
We'll see. I appreciate you coming.
All right. Thanks for
coming to Columbus for the first time. And you know you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.